Following on from yesterday's report regarding the strikes to humanitarian convoy in Syria, The Wire's Jordan Curtis spoke to Stephen Ryan, Communications Coordinator for Red Cross. Stephen Ryan is actively working on the ground in Syria and says that although reports of these attacks came as an unprecedented shock, it hasn't forced volunteers to stop.
Well, certainly when we got the first news of this and as we got more information, throughout the world, the International Red Cross and Red Crescent movement has been shocked by this unprecedented attack on humanitarian workers in Syria. It hasn't stopped our work. It hasn't stopped the assistance that's been provided by the volunteers of Syrian Arab Red Crescent, but certainly morale has been shaken. For a short time, there's been a pause on our activities in humanitarian convoys, but this is only temporary while we look at how to make sure that the volunteer teams are able to access these areas safely. But at the same time, other forms of assistance are continuing throughout Syria.
And how much humanitarian work does the Red Cross and Red Crescent do over in Syria at the moment?
There really is a large scale to this type of work. So each month, the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, with assistance from organizations like the ICRC, the IFRC and the United Nations, they reach between 4.5 and 5 million people every single month in Syria, providing food aid, non-food relief items like blankets and hygiene items, and medical assistance where they're able to access people that need this type of aid. But in different parts of Syria, there's areas which are very hard to reach. So each month we try to get to areas where people are cut off, but in order to do so, we need to get agreement from all sides and permission from the relevant authorities so that these teams can access these people safely. So although already up to 5 million people are reached, there are still many people that we haven't been able to reach on a regular basis and provide them with the assistance that they need.
And how does the attack on the convoy affect your reach in the area?
As I said, it certainly had an effect on morale, but the following day, the following morning, today, tomorrow, each and every day, volunteers in Aleppo and in the sub-branches around, they're continuing to provide assistance. Certainly there's a challenge for us accessing parts of eastern Aleppo. This is well known and it's been well reported in the media, but there's absolute commitment from the volunteers of the Red Crescent in Syria to continue trying to reach the people that need this type of help the most.
How risky is it sending members into that area for humanitarian reasons?
I think it's worth noting that the volunteers that are working with this organisation, with the Red Crescent in Syria, they're local people. They might go for some distance around their own local area to try and provide assistance, but they know what risks are involved. It's not a safe activity to do this. Monday night's incident has brought the number of volunteers and staff of Syrian Arab Red Crescent killed in the line of duty to 54 since the outbreak of this conflict. So the people that do this, they're deeply committed to providing assistance to people that need it most. But without doubt, it's not something which is done lightly. It's something where you would be doing this only because you know that if you're not the one, if the Red Crescent volunteers don't go and provide this assistance, then it's going to be very, very difficult for people to get the aid that they need.
Will humanitarian aid be resumed immediately in the area or at all?
The following day, assistance was being provided in other forms. So where Syrian Arab Red Crescent volunteers are able to provide assistance, like medical assistance, they've been doing so. There is a pause on humanitarian convoys in order to assess how best to manage the security situation around them. But the Red Cross and Red Crescent, we know that convoys are a necessary thing if we need to provide assistance to people. So we need to keep talking to the relevant actors in this conflict, keep talking to the authorities, and keep trying our best to ensure that these convoys are able to safely and securely access difficult-to-reach areas on a regular basis. And this is also going to involve advocacy to try and get governments to put a bit of pressure to ensure that this type of assurance is provided to humanitarian workers in Syria who are putting their lives on the line on a daily basis to help the people that need it the most.
And you're saying it depends on the major parties involved listening. How much do they actually listen?
It's an ongoing process. So every time that there's a convoy that's travelling to anywhere, the Red Cross and Red Crescent and the other organisations that are supporting these convoys, such as the UN, have to have dialogue with the authorities to make sure that we're able to access the area safely. It's not something that's as simple as putting relief items onto a truck and driving it to where it's needed most. It's something where assurances need to be received from different levels, from different parts of the various authorities that are involved in this conflict. So it's not an easy process. It's one that's very time-consuming. Also, there's been extremely difficult challenges in reaching many of the areas that we know need aid. And this is something where we strongly feel that all governments need to step up and pay attention to the fact that humanitarian workers are putting their lives on the line in Syria. They're trying their best to reach the people that need it the most, and they need support not just in Syria, but from the people and governments across the world to support their action, either with words or with support.
Stephen Ryan, Communications Coordinator for the International Federation of Red Cross in the Middle East and North Africa, speaking to The Wire's Jordan Curtis.